Have you ever witnessed a need and wish that you can do something about it? Maybe on a grand scale or even on a smaller scale, where you said to yourself, I wish I had the means to do something about it. Well, maybe God does want you to do something about it. But when you look at all the resources available to you and you barely have enough for yourself, what are you supposed to do? On one day, Jesus' disciples came to him and informed him that his cousin John the Baptist had been decapitated. Upon hearing such tragic news, Jesus decided to withdraw to a solitary place, away from the towns and villages. But the crowds followed him there, and when Jesus saw them, he felt compassion and healed those who were sick. But when the sun was about to set, the disciples came to Jesus and said to him, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." But Jesus replied, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes," they answered. "Bring them to me," Jesus said. And the disciples brought Jesus 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and gave them to him. Looking towards heaven, Jesus gave thanks for the bread and then broke the bread. And then he did something extraordinary. He placed the limited food back in the disciples' hands, and the disciples proceeded to distribute the food among the people. And on that day, 5,000 men, without counting women and children, were fed in the middle of nowhere. And after everyone had eaten and were satisfied, the disciples collected 12 basketfuls of leftover. You see, when God places a burden for something or someone in your heart, it's not the size or amount of resources you have that matters. It's the size of your God and the amount of resources that He has that matters. Your job is to do your best. And when you've done your best, no matter how insignificant it might be, after you've brought to God your limited resources, He will place them back in your hands and do the rest, like feeding 5,000 people in the middle of nowhere. You see, all you have to do is do your best and then sit back and allow God to do the rest.